With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The week in which Republicans must find a way to fund the government has arrived. Without new legislation, a shutdown will begin on Saturday.
House Republicans released their continuing resolution, or CR, on Saturday, laying out legislation that they hope to use to fund the government until September 30th, the end of the fiscal year 2025. The CR, crafted by House Speaker Mike Johnson in close coordination with the Trump administration, is an attempt to get nearly the entire Republican conference on board. The CR includes an increase in defense spending while simultaneously reducing non-defense spending. Johnson is expected to bring the funding bill to a floor vote on Tuesday, ahead of a potential partial government shutdown that would kick in after the March 14th deadline. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is having some issues with Iran over its nuclear program. Bob Agnew reports.
Iran policy expert Gabriel Noronha says the Islamic Republic is at a crossroads.
President Trump has said, look, you can go the easy way or you can go the hard way here.
The easy way, except the terms of a new deal from the White House.
The hard way is see your nuclear program destroyed.
Summing up the response from Iranian leader Ali Khamenei.
Buzz off, not interested in talks. I'm not going to succumb to your ridiculous demands.
Noronha tells the Salem Radio Network, Iran now has the capacity to produce several nuclear weapons in a matter of weeks. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, Tuesday, Iran, Russia, and China scheduled to hold joint naval exercises near a southeastern Iranian port, this according to Iranian state media. The drills will include warships and combat and support vessels of the Chinese and Russian naval forces, as well as the warships of Iran's naval forces of the Army and the Revolutionary Guards. Tehran dubbed the effort Security Belt 2025. Iranian, Chinese, and Russian ships were seen massing in the Gulf of Oman Monday. This is SRN News. Another attempt to ban female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention.
An amendment that would have done just that fell short in a vote in last year's SBC summer convention, but a group of clergymen say they will introduce it again. The amendment would state that the denomination will only affiliate with churches that, quote, affirm, appoint, or employ only men as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by Scripture. This year's SBC summer gathering is set for June 8th through the 11th and will take place in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Virginia man arrested during a megachurch's Sunday services on suspicion that he was about to embark on a mass shooting has been convicted of a hate crime. A jury found Rui Jiang guilty of trying to obstruct congregants' free exercise of religious beliefs. Prosecutors say that he intended to shoot congregation members of the Park Valley Church in Haymarket in 2023. He was arrested at the church. He had a handgun. This is SRN News. An American college student is missing in the Dominican Republic.
The search continues in the Dominican Republic for a missing college student from the U.S. 20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student Sudichka Konaki was last seen Thursday at a beach near the resort town Punta Cana. Her family in Virginia says Konaki was on spring break with friends. A police complaint notes the student's belongings, including her phone and wallet, were left with her friends, which is unusual because she always carried her phone with her. Konaki's father tells WTOP Radio in Washington, since she has not been found, they want police to investigate multiple options. I'm Ed Donahue.
D.C. Department of Transportation beginning work to remove a Black Lives Matter mural in Northwest Washington, D.C. The agency said the work should take 6 to 8 weeks. The decision to paint over it followed a Republican congressman introducing a bill to withhold funding from the city if it wasn't removed. More details at SRNNews.com.